The long-awaited film biography of Mexican painter Frida Kahlo is now in theaters. It's directed by puppeteer and designer Julie Taymor, who created The Lion King on Broadway. Salma Hayek stars as Frida, and Alfred Molina plays Diego Rivera. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
For her new biographical movie about the Mexican painter Frida Kahlo, Julie Taymor has a visual idea that's thrilling. She also has a visual idea that's crippling. Guess what? It's the same idea. It's to treat Frida as a figure in a Frida Kahlo painting. Thanks to some of the most exquisite special effects you'll ever see, flat paintings suddenly acquire three dimensions, and three-dimensional people freeze and become part of a canvas. Frida is rich in folk art colors and brainy spectacle and breezy soap opera. By the standards of its shallow genre, the biopic, it's something of a triumph. If you want to know why Frida Kahlo is more than a painter, she's an icon, a mass culture phenomenon, a cottage industry, then look no further. Taymor, as they say, prints the legend. Here is the breathless Mexican student, played by Salma Hayek, shattered in a bus crash, and Taymor serves up a sacred yet ghastly image of the young woman splayed out, impaled, covered in bright red blood and gold dust that was meant for a cathedral ceiling. Frida wakes to a chilling Day of the Dead skeleton show of doctors and nurses, animated by the great film surrealists The Brothers Quay. Her wedding ceremony to the muralist Diego Rivera is just as Kahlo painted it, and when she's stricken over the breakup of their marriage, after she has caught Diego having sex with her sister, the image is from her famous self-portrait with cropped hair. Again and again, the seminal events in Frida's life are seen through the prism of her artistry. You ask, what's wrong with that? Only that life and art are not the same, and making them bleed so thoroughly into each other has a way of minimizing the artistic process. Kahlo was enormously canny and resourceful in taking traditional folk art and miracle paintings known as retablos and transforming them into mythic visions of her own physical pain and emotional dislocation. Here, those visions seem to leap fully formed from her imagination. We never even see her paint. As Frida, Salma Hayek has such a lithe and wriggly little body and is so revved up and raring to go that she doesn't convey much of the ugly physical paralysis of Frida's life. And there's something twittery about her voice that reminds me of Penelope Cruz. But she's terrifically game, and I came to like her. Even better is Alfred Molina, who brings a wonderful lightness to the fat Rivera. Molina creates a figure of titanic irresponsibility, a creature of impulse with no obligation to reconcile his political and personal ideals. Here he is proposing a passionate but unorthodox marriage to Frida after their first night together.
We'll have to get married, you know.
What?
The thing is, I think it's quite possible that we were born for each other.
But you don't believe in marriage.
Of course I do. I've had two wives already.
Exactly. You can be true to only one woman.
True, yes. Faithful. No. Unfortunately, I'm physiologically incapable of fidelity.
Oh, really?
Yes, a doctor acquaintance of mine confirmed this.
What a convenient diagnosis.
Is fidelity that important to you?
Loyalty is important to me. Can you be loyal?
To you? Always.
That distinction between fidelity and loyalty is a little blurry to me, since both Frida and Diego end up taking scores of lovers. By the time the two separate, the movie has become sketchy and diffuse, symptoms of most Hollywood biopics, which tend to skip lightly along the surface of their subjects' lives. Reportedly, there was pressure from the studio Miramax to put the emphasis on flashy spectacle. And certainly one reason that Frida runs out of narrative steam is that it strives to put such a life-affirming spin on the material. The last act of Kahlo's life was actually marked by drug and alcohol addiction, a decline in artistic power, and a desperate embrace of Stalin. But Frida the movie is never allowed to bog down or to show how fiercely difficult it was for Kahlo to bridge the distance between her personal agony and her art. Frida is a marvelous slideshow of a movie, but as a portrait of the artist as a tormented human being, it's all on the surface.
David Edelstein is the film critic for the online magazine Slate. This is Fresh Air.